The Bible reading for the sermon is the text which was read. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for the hope you give us in your word. We pray now that your Holy Spirit will be with us to help us to understand how that hope which we receive in your revelation of the resurrection can be a source of strength and direction to us as we are obedient to that great commission to bring that hope to others. We pray above all, Lord God, that in your abundant mercy, you will fulfill the promise of that hope to us also, that we can be together with our loved ones, with all of your faithful children, with those to whom we minister in our vocations, in heaven where we will recognize one another as Jesus' disciples recognized him after his resurrection, where we can be together and serve you forever. We pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. When I was a child, I went to a Lenten service at St. James Lutheran Church in Shawnee, Wisconsin. And in the auditorium of the school, they were showing a movie for Lent. And it was the movie of the crucifixion. And it's the crucifixion and the reaction shots that we have as the context for this resurrection mission text. In that movie, there was a scene where Jesus is carrying his cross up the hill to Golgotha. And as we learn later in life, in cinematography, the diagonal line across the scene is one of dynamic power, like in Eisenstadt's Potemkin. And Jesus is going up, and as he said, if I am lifted up in the crucifixion and through the resurrection, I will draw all men unto me. And so he does. And the first thing we find here is the omnipotent God revealing unto us his will. You know, it's not just something out there that we can keep at a distance. It's the living God here revealing his will over evil and death. And that's the human situation. The human situation is the uphill struggle. A crucifixion-like evil and death situation. And that's what Jesus is providing for us in this message. Not only in the words, but in the events, the movements, the concepts, the things that happen, the people that are involved in it. And we see that same power overcoming evil and death in our time. We know what the evil and death situation is. Down in the jury trial a few weeks ago, it was a cocaine case. What else would it be? And there was, in the jury where I was involved, there was a young woman about 40 years old defending the cocaine dealer in the context of, I quote, our cocaine lifestyle. Why not? Detective Rick Ripoglis says, the liaison between the police and the schools and the leaders of our neighborhoods. The profit of the 30 pieces of silver in Fort Wayne inner city drug business is between $1.3 and $2 million per day. One day, a big amount for 30 pieces of silver today. So we look to God's power to help us. We need the extraordinary things happening to bring this good news to these people and to see a change. Because conversion is the only answer. And we saw that in where we're working in a ministry mission in inner city Indianapolis, 14th and Bellevue. Abandoned school number 75, room 212, Bible class. Streetwise woman, again, in about 40 years old, sitting in the back row of the discussion. She tells about the power of evil and death in that inner city, in the streets where she came from before her conversion. And she feels it as she tells us so dramatically, and she says, only the power of God can give us any security to stand up against that. And we know in starting missions, God does it. Only the power of God can help us in this conversion witnessing process. And the next thing that we find here is Jesus telling them they should go to all places. Cosmon hapanta. Cosmic. Well, the Roman Empire wasn't that cosmic. Nor is it that cosmic now in travel. It's interesting again how Mark gives us the reaction shots. The disciples went and gave the good news, shared it wherever they went. Pantaku, one word. All places, everywhere they went, they told the good news. And so it's easy in our time too. Their people are going and coming. Transportation is a lot easier today than in the time of the Roman Empire. And we can witness. Missionaries go to Vietnam, for example. They plant the church there and the gospel. There's a productive businessman by the name of Win Win. He has a stage of obstacles and depression in his life and wants to take his own life. But the mercy of God is made known to him. And he is converted. He has a new life, like it says in that theme passage in our bulletins for this week. In our bulletin for this week here. And the theme of hope through the resurrection. And that changes him. And he comes to the United States. He comes to our seminary. Becomes a missionary. Goes to Southern California. Very effective in his mission work. Back to Vietnam to plan new missions for the future. His relatives come to our seminary for the future. So you see, they're going and coming. And the big thing isn't today reaching with electronic media or transportation to Vietnam or any place on this planet or even on other planets where they have plans for colonizing Mars and Moon. The big distance is to get from the human situation of despair into that heart of Win-Win or anybody like it. That heart can be transformed and that there can be a new life. So we're to go all places, making known the third thing. The omniscient God makes his will known here, that we make his good news known to these people to whom we're communicating. The good news. John wrote about that too. He said, all of these things, these great miracles of God, you know, from Cana, where the water was made into wine, the results, the purpose was that people came to believe the good news. Saul of Tarsus believed the propaganda. It was profitable for him to reject the risen Christ. So in these different forms, Lenski in his commentary talks about the different forms in which Jesus appears for different people, different situations. Jesus makes a special appearance to Saul on the way to Damascus. And that changes his life. That he becomes the great missionary to the Gentiles, but also has a desire in his heart for the salvation of his own people, as he says to the Romans. And we do too. And that's a unique text, verse in this text. The goal being that people will believe and be baptized and be saved. Or in that verse that we have, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, through his abundant mercy, he's begotten a new hope in us through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus from the dead. The goal that all of these people to whom we communicate will come to believe and be baptized and be saved. I like that, to be baptized. God, in his wisdom, works through the means of grace in baptism and the Lord's Supper to travel that far distance into the inner life of the human being. Well, maybe our words and our deeds can't touch them. And there can give that person a new birth, making known to him that through the death of Jesus, He put to death our trespasses. And through his resurrection, gives us a new hope and a new life, gives us justification. We rejoice that we can be counted worthy. This is a privilege. To face the inner cities or all the people who don't know about Jesus, that they can come to be saved. We can do it as in Isaiah 6 it says, because that grace has come into our lives. And we know that through it, we can have the confidence to witness to others. Recently there was a travelogue on television about a woman over 80 years old who had worked on a missionary team in Africa, the backwoods. 30 years ago she left there, and now she went back to visit it. This was the travel, secular travelogue. They take her on the boat across the lake to this jungle village, help her off the boat in there, into the town, and there's nobody in the homes or the workplaces. Nobody there. She goes farther to the mission church, and there they're all together singing praises to Jesus, the Rock of Ages. And so it'll be. That's our goal. That sometime in the future, decades or half a century or a century, we'll be together with our loved ones, our families, all of Christ's faithful children, those whom we've served, where we'll recognize one another and be with the ascended Lord and praise him and serve him together forever. Amen.